1. In the unknown regions. There's something comforting about hyperspace. Running to or from trouble, it's always the same. Steady, beautiful, soothing. Even for spies carrying highly sensitive intel that plenty of people would kill to possess. As the stars zip by, and Vi Marotti settles into her pilot's chair, she sighs and pulls a bag from the floor. She's been working on this lumpy mess on and off for weeks, knitting the thick, soft yarn into a sweater for her older brother, Baako, a dignitary recently stationed on Pantora, of all places. She's not very good at knitting, but it's relaxing, and Baako always told her she needed to spend less time gallivanting around and more time creating something worthwhile. Of course, she had to use her gallivanting contacts to obtain this highly coveted but not quite illegal hippoglace yarn. Hopefully, the warmth and brilliant azure hue will hide all her dropped stitches. Since she must hide her work with the resistance from him, Baako still thinks of her as his mischievous, unfocused dilettante of a little sister. Little does he know. Her comm blinks and she sees who's calling and grins at Baako's uncanny way of knowing exactly when she can't talk. Not only because she's elbows deep in a lumpy sweater, but also because she's on official gallivanting business that he wouldn't approve of and can't know about. Much as she could use a friendly chat to warm her heart after the chill of this assignment, the general is expecting her to check in soon. "Sorry, brother," she says, flicking the button to shuttle his call to her busy message. "You can tell me all about the new job and lecture me about my lack of focus once I'm done with this mission and giving you this sweater in person. But you'd better meet me somewhere civilized and comfortable because I'm done with impossible environments." The comm goes still, and she feels a small ping of guilt for ignoring him. Most ships can't even handle communications at this range, but the Resistance does have some wonderful toys. Vi puts her boots up and leans back in her seat, focusing on the unwieldy wooden knitting needles that look more like primitive weapons than elegant tools. "It's all about forward momentum, Gigi," she says to her astromech, U5GG. "Better a hideous sweater infused with love than, I don't know. What other gifts do people give their only living relative? A nice chrono? I shall continue to the end, if imperfectly." She spins in her chair and holds up what she's accomplished so far. "What do you think?" Gigi beeps and boops in what sounds like apologetic disappointment. "You be nice or I'll make one for you. A droid cozy to clash with your paint job." The droid gives a cheerful whistle and turns around as if desperately interested in the hyperspace swirls darting around them. When the Resistance assigned her the droid, Gigi was the factory colors, white and blue. But Vi painted her new friend yellow and copper to match her own bleached yellow hair and burnished brown skin. Vi turns back around and knits furiously. Her hair is cropped short just now. The last time her image popped up on a wanted list, the long red braids had been far too noticeable, so she'd hacked them off immediately and ejected them into space. Wiry and petite, she's had a hard time finding Resistance uniform pieces that fit her well. The cobbled together costume she wears now has been altered and shows its long wear in rips, scuffs, and patches. Even the soles of her boots are torn to shreds. Her current assignment has involved some very physical work in a terribly unpleasant place, and she's looking forward to a few days of rest on Dakar. Hyperspace lulls her to sleep, and Vi manages a short nap tangled in thick, soft yarn before Gigi beeps and whirs to let her know they've nearly reached their destination. She sits up and stretches as much as the cockpit will allow, wishing the Resistance had provided her with a roomier ship, but knowing that for ships, much like for herself, being small and unassuming often means avoiding detection. The ship emerges from hyperspace to float gently in the middle of nowhere, exactly according to plan. Taking a deep breath, she puts her knitting away and types a long code